The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. TGIF. It is Friday, May 27th, 2022, as we get ready for this long weekend. Memorial Day weekend, a weekend of family, fun, grilling, reflection, honoring those that have served this country and lost their lives serving this country or lost their lives post-serving this country. But we thank everybody that did that. And so we will, it's a big combination of all those things over the weekend. The weather's turning a little bit later this weekend and the pool's open. So a little bit of everything this weekend, but hopefully it's some time for reflection in addition to all the fun and the food and everything else going on this weekend as well. Before we get going, a reminder, it's now been 909 days since Ohio State last beat Michigan on the football field. And the countdown of the Michigan football season continues. Today is day two of the countdown of the Michigan football season as we go from 100 down to 99. There are 99 days until the start of the 2022 Michigan football season. The countdown of the Michigan football season will continue from now until September 3rd when the Wolverines in 99 days host Colorado State, which we now know is a noon kickoff at Michigan Stadium. So before we get to the countdown and talk about the guys on the countdown that we're going to discuss today, there was Michigan football news from yesterday, really from the Big Ten. They announced that the season opener against Colorado State is going to be a noon kickoff on September 3rd. And then 1 week later, the next home game of the season on September 10th is now has now been announced as an 8 p.m. kickoff. That's going to be on the Big Ten Network, so ABC and BTN. Of course, you can listen all season right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. The third game of the season on September 17th against UConn at Michigan Stadium has been announced as another noon kickoff. And then the following week on September 24th, Maryland comes to town for homecoming, and that also has been announced as a noon kickoff. So the first four games of the season have been announced noon, 8, noon, and noon. Fast forward a couple of weeks to October the 8th, and Michigan's road game at Indiana has been announced also as a noon kickoff. And we already knew, they had already announced, and of course it's in the contract, that Michigan at Ohio State on November 26th will be a noon kickoff as well. So really not a ton of surprises, I guess. You know, you kind of expect they're going to throw in some sort of early season Big Ten Network game so the BTN can cash in on having Michigan in primetime early in the season. Hopefully there aren't too many really good primetime games in college football that second week of the season. The weekend that Michigan hosts that game, you don't have, there's not a lot of Big Ten interconference matchups. We'll have to check out nationally what some of the big games might be that week. Hopefully no Alabama, Texas, but that's at noon. So you have an early game that you can watch on TV before we get going with the countdown and kickoff. And then that will be some night games, obviously the Michigan game. But it's nice to, people have mixed reactions about having a night game for Hawaii. Some people want to have night games only for really big opponents. And I don't necessarily totally disagree with that per se, but it should be fun to have a night game as long as it's one of those hot days in Ann Arbor that starts to cool off in the early to mid-afternoon, and then you have, obviously, the night game under a nice, comfortable evening temperature here in Ann Arbor. That should make it a lot of fun. No surprise at noon for homecoming at Maryland, noon for homecoming at Indiana. I think they ask each school more or less, what do you want for homecoming? What time for kickoff? And they try to accommodate. They seem to have gotten a lot better at doing that. I do want to have a quick laugh at the Free Press's expense because they, in their write-up yesterday, I don't know if they changed this after 6 o'clock last night, but as of 6 or 6:15 last night, they wrote that Michigan happens to be Maryland's homecoming opponent this season and that UM's homecoming opponent this season is Indiana, but obviously they flipped those two things. Michigan is hosting Maryland this year, and it's homecoming, noon kickoff on September 24th. Then they're at Indiana for IU's homecoming on October 8th, and that's a great day for a noon kickoff. Because we talked about this on the show yesterday. Yesterday, or the day before, CBS had announced that day on October 8th is one of their days of having an SEC doubleheader, and that's the day that they're going to have a 3:30 and an 8 p.m., and we expect the 8 p.m. game to be Alabama against Texas A&M, and everybody wants to watch that, and we'll be done with our post-game coverage by the time I need to get home to go watch Alabama versus Texas A&M. So excited about that on the on the schedule worked out really well. And then again, obviously, they'd already announced noon for the game. So we now have kickoff times for 5 home games and 1 road game, 5 noon kicks. 4 of them at home. The Colorado State, UConn, Maryland, 3 home games and 2 road games. But still, 5 of those are at noon. You have the 8 p.m. kickoff at Hawaii for Hawaii here in Ann Arbor. But at Indiana at noon, at Ohio State at noon. Home for Colorado State at noon, home for UConn at noon, home for Maryland at noon. So a lot of noon kickoffs so far this season. If you're looking at the schedule trying to figure out what other games you might have at night, most of us are speculating that the first road game of the season at Iowa on October 1st will be a night game. A lot of us speculating as well that one of the other 2 home games in October, Penn State or Michigan State, and I think it's likely Penn State, will also be a night game as well. Because 2 weeks later, I believe it's Ohio State and Penn State play on October 29th. They can make that one a night game and keep Michigan State during the day. Or maybe that's just my wishful thinking. And then I assume that will be the end of the night games for the season for the Maize and Blue, unless they play them at night at Rutgers for another one of those Big Ten Network night games. But we'll cross our fingers that that doesn't happen in early November. So schedule set a little bit yesterday, and so it was fun to have that happen. In the midst of us, of course, talking about the countdown to the 2022 Michigan football season, which we're going to get to right now. There are 99 days until the start of the Michigan football season. We are 99 Thomas Beckman days away until the start of the Michigan football season. Born in Saginaw, went to high school in Chesaning, played football, basketball, baseball, and track, was a standout in all 4 sports, was a 1968 high school grad, and arrived on campus here. In late 1968, he was recruited by Bump Elliott, who retired after Beckman's freshman season, so he played his 3 varsity years for Bo. Quote, I had no idea who the guy was. I found out in our first meeting he was very intense with well-defined goals. My first impression was, well, we'll see. He basically put us through hell during winter conditioning. I think he did that so that those without want, ability, or heart would leave. And we've heard those stories many times. Thomas Beckman was a varsity Wolverine 1969 to 1971 as a defensive lineman. Went 8-3, 9-1, and 11-1 as a Wolverine for the Maize and Blue. He started at end, linebacker, and tackle, made 64 career tackles, had 42 solo over his time. The St. Louis Cardinals drafted him in the 3rd round, 57th overall in 1972. In preseason 1972 versus Buffalo, he tore cartilage in his knee, trying to tackle a guy by the name of O.J. Simpson. His knee was scoped at the time in the early 70s, as knee scope was considered major surgery. In a 2008 Bay City Times interview, he said, quote, after surgery, the doctor said, do what you want. I was playing 7 weeks later. Looking back, that was the wrong thing to do. I'm on tap for knee replacement because of it. Preseason 1973, Thomas Beckman broke his foot in a preseason game and was subsequently cut. He was signed by the Saints off of waivers but failed his physical with the broken foot. He actually sued St. Louis and settled out of court because the Cardinals had said that his foot wasn't broken. And so that's kind of how it was in football just a few decades ago. Injuries have been taking, they're a lot different now, I think, from the 70s to now fast forward, 50 years. That's not even a few decades anymore. That's like 50 years ago, or nearly 50 years ago. He played for the Memphis Grizzlies, Thomas Beckman did, of the World Football League in 1974, 1975. Yes, there were Memphis Grizzlies back in that day. Who knew? 1974, selected the all-world defensive team, signed with the Washington football team in 1976 in the preseason, but was released before the season, and he retired. He then went to work for General Motors, where he spent over 33 years. He was inducted in the Saginaw County Sports Hall of Fame in 2008. We are 99 Thomas Beckman days away until the start of the Michigan football season. We are also 99 Todd Schlappi days away. Todd was born in Bradford, Pennsylvania. He attended Orchard Park, New York High School in Orchard Park, New York, which is the home of Ralph Wilson Stadium and the home of the Buffalo Bills. Was a varsity Wolverine from 1981 to 1984 as a kicker. He was the replacement player kicker for the Bills in 1987. He actually kicked a field goal to beat the New York Giants on October 18th, 1987. He left football to become a cameraman on feature films with credits including Ski Patrol, Air Force One. Of course, that has a Michigan president in it. Starship Troopers, Shallow Hal, Seabiscuit, Herbie Fully Loaded, Transformers, Hannah Montana, Wanted, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, high school in 2010, Jonah Hex, The Red Dawn remake, and others. His son Alex Sloppy won gold in the 2011 Winter X Games in skiing big air contest, and his cousin Eric competed in three Olympics as an alpine skier as well. We are 99 Todd Sloppy days away until the start of the Michigan football season. And there is one member, current member of the roster, that wears the number 99. We are 99 Gabe Newberg days away until the start of the Michigan football season. Gabe is now a senior for the Wolverines out of Clayton, Ohio. 6'5", 251-pound defensive end, went to Northmont High School. He arrived on campus in 2019, did not play in 2019. He was an academic All-Big Ten honoree in 2020. He played in four games in 2020 as well, did not play in 2021, but he was an academic All-Big Ten honoree as well. So a two-time academic All-Big Ten honoree, lettered in 2020, and sadly we talked about him on the show just a couple days ago because his father, Scott, passed away way too young. And if you go find Gabe Newberg or Jim Harbaugh or Michigan football on Twitter, you can get more information about how you can help the family with memorial costs. And just really sad news from the Newberg family. And I really didn't think earlier this week, didn't really think about the fact that he was then going to come up and be our kickoff player here of active players for the 2022 kickoff or countdown to the 2022 kickoff to the season. And so here we are once again bringing up Gabe Newberg twice in a week. And so heavy hearts again when you bring it up, but obviously excited to see if, what Gabe brings to the table. And obviously he's really excelling during his time here on the academic side of things and looking forward to hearing about other things when it comes to Gabe Newberg and hopefully other things away from maybe family things, because that obviously is super sad, that news from earlier this week. So it's hard to transition back, but we are 99 Gabe Newberg days away to the start of the Michigan football season. You know, he's going to be playing with a heavy heart, but playing inspired and going to school inspired all season long. Coming up, of course, that first kickoff is in 99 days. 99 Gabe Newberg days, 99 Todd Sloppy days, 99 Thomas Beckman days away until the start of the 2022 Michigan football season. So a lot of football news, obviously, with the schedules coming out, the countdown continuing, but there is other news and information to get to when it comes to the Maize and Blue, including late, like the latest game ever played at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha, Nebraska. The game ended, sounds like, I did not make it, at 2:17 Central Time. The winning tweet from Michigan baseball was posted at 4:03 this morning. They won last night. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some good news for the Michigan women's basketball team. And some other things going on last night in the world of sports, both locally, regionally, and nationally. And for that matter, internationally, because we go north of the border as well. Continue with the Michigan Insider on the other side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.